Hello and welcome into a special edition of Inside the Huddle. It's our summer edition, and we're here with Clinton Prairie head coach Kurt Schlicker. We're going to have a few different of these episodes talking with the local football coaches here in preseason as we get ready for the start of the 2025 football season. I'm Sam Wirt, joined by Kyle Etherington. Thanks for joining us here on Inside the Huddle. Let's get right to it with head coach Kurt Schlicker. Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Sam. I appreciate you guys reaching out, and we're looking forward to getting started here.
Well, you guys are about a month out from the season, actually a month out today from the first game. What has the off season looked like for you guys, and how are you guys getting ready for week number one?
Well, it's been a busy summer, as it is for all teams in the state of Indiana. Our boys have been lifting since really the end of May, not counting obviously our spring workouts, but we started our summer workouts right after Memorial Day. And we really had a great turnout. Been very pleased overall with how hard the kids have worked this summer. And, you know, really, there is no off season anymore, it doesn't feel like. But certainly the summertime is a very important time for your kids to really just keep working out, get stronger, and start building some camaraderie. And we feel like we've done that so far this summer.
Well, it's been a very successful year for Clinton Prairie Athletics. I know the baseball team had a great run this past spring, and of course the run the basketball team on went on over the winter and then all the way into March. And so you had a lot of players play for both the baseball team and the basketball team. How do you kind of take some momentum from that and work it towards football?
You know, I think there was a when the basketball team won, right, it had been how many ever years, 25, 30 years since they had won, and the baseball team hadn't won in the 2000s. So, you know, certainly that, you know, you're trying to keep that momentum going. The kids should have some belief now that it can be done. You know, over the last 20, 25 years, there's been a lot of close calls in all sports. And to finally break through this past school year was a great thing, not only for our school, but, you know, mostly for the young men who have worked hard. You know, we've had a lot of kids come through Prairie over the years. I know I put a lot of time and dedication and didn't have that kind of success. So you learn to appreciate that success, but you understand it's nothing's given, right? You've got to earn it. And I think that's kind of our motto going into this football season is, you know, everything is earned, you know, and to have any kind of success, right, we're going to have to earn it on the field.
Yeah, and you guys have done a great job, especially over the last 3 years since you've taken over as head coach heading into your fourth season, to really start the season strong. I was just looking back at the last 3 years, and in the first four games of each of the last 3 years, you're combined 11-1. So it says you're starting really strong. Now, how do you kind of continue that into the later half of the season?
Well, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, just the way your schedule can work out from time to time. You know, and that's already laid out for us. But, you know, for us, you know, our focus all summer really has been just to try to be the best team we can be. And obviously, you know, game one is the game we're looking at right now, the Frontier game. They had an excellent team last year. They have a lot of returning players. We know that'll be a tough game. It'll be a home opener for us this year. So, you know, we just try to focus on that. And, you know, in our schedule, we go from our opening game and, you know, right into the county games. And, you know, we know that both county teams are going to be strong this year. So, you know, we're trying not to look too far ahead. You know, I think that speaks a little bit to our conference. You look last year at our conference, three separate teams won sectionals in our football conference. So that's to the strength of the football that's played in our conference. And, you know, that's not going to change this year, that's for sure. So each week is going to be a challenge. Right now our goal is to be 1-0.
Yeah, the Hoosier Heartland Conference, one of the tougher conferences at this level of football and in the area when you look across the state of Indiana. The Hoosier Heartland Conference has a lot of tough opponents. But now this is year three in a row where you've had kind of the exact same schedule. Obviously, the home and aways are a little bit flipped. Do the years start to kind of run together when you play the same team the same week every single year?
You know, that's a good question. You know, one thing we are doing different this year is our initial scrimmage, our controlled scrimmage. We're actually scrimmaging the Southmont Mounties this year, and we will go there the week before we host Frontier. So We did that for a couple of reasons. We know that Southmont has had a lot of success in the past 15 years under Coach Hanum there. They have turf. We're going to be on the turf a couple different times for sure this year. So we're hoping that adds a little bit of a spice to our schedule. That's something that we haven't done in the past. And then each year it's just each team, each thing, you try to build tradition, but really each team has its own identity, its own leaders, and that'll be the same for these other schools. The helmets are the same, uniforms generally are the same. You're going to get some new players, and in our league we're going to have some new coaches this year. There'll be a new coach at Tri-Central, there's a new coach at Sheridan, right? There's a new coach at Frankfort. So, those provide challenges because, coaches tend to, do things very similar to what they've done in the past. But anytime you've got, on our schedule, three new coaches, that will impact our preparation in those weeks. So, like last year, that was game one. We really didn't have a whole lot of idea for sure what was going to happen. So, this year, hopefully that'll help us that have the same coach. But then, we went to the Frankfort game this year. That'll be a new challenge for us, just based on the style of that they'll play. So, I don't think they necessarily, you do have the routine of knowing, this is the upcoming opponent after that. But from year to year, teams can definitely change. And, I look for a lot of teams to be strong in the conference this year.
Talking with Coach Kurt Schlicker of the Clinton Prairie Gophers, Coach, one thing, especially in terms of what you lose from last year, especially some very talented seniors who saw a lot of success throughout multiple sports seasons, but you also lose a player like Keaton Williams, who not only is a fantastic leader in a cheer block and also on the basketball court of making big-time shots at halftime and at the end of a third quarter of a state championship game, but you've also got him going to Anderson University to play football. Kind of talk about what a player like that means in terms of losing them, but also what he can provide as far as inspiration is concerned for other players who want to try their hand at possibly playing some form of college football and playing on Saturdays in the future.
Well, yeah, Keaton was number one, as you said, a great kid, had a great career for us. You just can't. Anybody who meets Keaton is going to immediately like Keaton. He's such a likable young man. We're obviously losing some talented seniors. We're losing a lot of great kids. Each program kind of goes through that. We had the same issue last year, meaning that we lost some kids like Levi Osler, right? He's playing football down there at DePaul right now. And, college football is a real commitment. And I think that, Levi, has been able to provide some resources for some of our guys who are potentially interested in playing football. There's a lot of good football players in the state of Indiana, right? And so no matter what level you go to, there's going to be some real competition just to, make a roster spot. So obviously we're proud of Keaton and what he's accomplished and, what he's done. And, we'll miss all seniors. I can list a few. Braxton Nail was just a three-year start. He was outstanding for us. We'll miss him. We'll miss Liam Hughes. He was a two-year starter for us and a great kid. We'll miss the Thomas boys, Dylan and Blake. They did an outstanding job for us last year. Certainly the Harshbargers, Kyle and Ryan Harshbarger, were fantastic for us as well. And there are others from Elijah Edwards. And hopefully I'm not. Caleb Kirshner had a nice career. So, we're definitely losing not only some good football players, but some great kids. But on the other side of that, right, we've got a group of about 18 to 20 freshmen coming in. They're excited. We've got real nice numbers in our freshman class. So, we've got some new blood coming into the program. And, anytime that you can have players just within your school, go on and play at the next level, I think it gives kids, hope, really. You can do it. From a school even the size of Clinton Prairie, right, you have the ability, if you dedicate yourself and work hard, to potentially play at the next level. And so, hopefully we'll have some seniors this year that will get some college looks. We're excited about our senior class this year, and they've done a great job working hard for us.
And with Keaton Williams, you're also losing some kicking as well. How's the kicking game going to turn out this year? I have to ask that.
Well, yeah, Keaton has, he's been... one of our guys who has kicked off. We feel very strongly about our punting game. right now. We've got three or four boys. Last year, Gaze Kuzmik, even as a sophomore, was an excellent punter. Alex King couldn't be an excellent punter. And we have a lot of guys in practice that can really boom the ball pretty well. So, you know, and Braden Jarbo has snapped for us there in the past. He's back. You know, our kickoff right now, you know, we're always, you're always looking. So if I have found one, I'm not going to tell you yet.
Darn. We thought we were going to get a hot take there for a second.
Well, you know, we were able to find one a couple of years ago and you know, to kick our extra points. And, you know, certainly we're on the hunt for that. I can tell you right now that we don't have a slam dunk, and that's why I'm not going to give you a name. But, you know, the kicking game, it's a big part of football. You know, I always said when you coach at a larger school, generally you could find a kid that could kick the ball to the end zone. And if you get that right, the other team is you know, you already know where they're going to start. You don't really have to worry so much about your kickoff coverage. But if you don't have that kicker that can really put it in the end zone, then that really becomes a very strategic play, how you're going to kick off, where you're going to kick it. I feel like we're going to have some excellent returners this year. Certainly Kai Jacobs being back, you know, he's one of the better returners in the area, if not the entire conference. But we have some other boys that played last year that we think will be good returners. So, you know, our goal is to make the special teams, you know, an advantage for us. And certainly we're not looking past that. And, hey, if you've got somebody out there is an automatic extra point, hey, Clint Prairie, we're looking for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, well, kind of speaking about automatic wins in a sense, your eighth grade team last season went 6-1-1, I believe. And you said you've got really good numbers from that group. Number one, kind of talk about how you think they're going to do this year, but also to kind of talk about the setting the expectations about, hey, eighth grade football, great. But, you know, this high school football, you're going to be playing against 17 and 18 year olds as opposed to kids in your own grade. So kind of talk about the new blood coming in for the Gophers this year.
Well, we certainly had a very successful junior high season last year. You know, we had some big wins, and we were right there, very competitive. And last eighth grade football is exactly that. It doesn't guarantee success in high school. Kids are going to grow. Kids are going to change. Kids are going to, you know, who's going to be more dedicated to school. So, you know, for us, it's always just trying to get the same kids that played last year to play again this year. You know, we want them to love football and enjoy being out there. You know, football's a tough game. You got to be able to play in all conditions. You know, we're going to work you hard in the weight room. We're going to work you hard on the field. You know, not every kid, you know, is one that's, you know, we're excited. We have so many freshmen coming in. You know, I think it's a compliment to our junior high coach led by Shan Sheridan that we've always been very, since I've been in Prairie, we've always been very competitive in the junior high. And, you know, hopefully that will carry over this year, whether they play varsity or the junior varsity. You know, we had a strange season last year where 2 years ago our junior varsity only lost once, right? They were undefeated, and we got beat by Lafayette Jeff. And in the end, last year, our junior varsity didn't win a game. And they're very competitive, and you're like, how does that happen? Well, sometimes it depends on, you know, how many kids you have to move up. If you look at last year's team, right, we played like seven sophomores on the varsity, you know, a lot of minutes. And therefore, they had to move up a little bit. And I think that depleted our junior varsity a bit last year. This year, the goal is, you know, we do have a lot of returning players, and we're hoping to be able to keep some of our sophomores into the junior high, or excuse me, the junior varsity, and that'll help those freshmen be able to acclimate better. And so it won't just be like a freshman game, because in our schedule right now, right, we play a varsity game and a junior varsity game. There's a freshman game at our level. And so those boys are going to be, you know, pushed right away into being able to play against, as you said, sophomores and juniors, you know, kids that are older than now. But they've had that experience in the past, and, you know, they've done a great job in the weight room. This is one of our strongest freshman class. I'm talking about physically. Like, they've done a great job in the weight room from the spring into the summers. Our numbers have been really good. And, you know, comparing them to the last couple of years, they're certainly every bit as strong coming in, as maybe even a little bit stronger across the board.
Well, you talked about needing some sophomores to step up last year, and part of that was because of a lot of early injuries, especially to some skill position players early on in the year. So I kind of want to talk about what the offense is going to look like this year, because you lost Connor Rios really early in last year, lost Kai Jacobs early last year. And looking at your previous two seasons, you averaged up near 30 points a game. Last year, down closer to 25 points a game. So what can we kind of expect from the offense this year, and specifically maybe looking at that quarterback position? Because you did find some success with a two-quarterback room in Brady Allen and Gage Kuzmics. What can we kind of expect from the offensive side of the football this year?
Yeah, great question. Well, we have a very unique situation. I'm guessing most high schools don't have three kids that play quarterback coming back. And we do, right? Kai Jacobs was our starter last year. And as you said, once he got hurt, Brady Allen, who'll be a senior this year, and Gage Kuzmics, who'll be a junior, both did an outstanding job. They were pushed into action, and I'd say it was minimal practice, but literally minimal practice, because it's hard to practice multiple quarterbacks. You can ask any coach that. So we go into this year, and, that quarterback position, I'm not going to sit here and tell you who our quarterback is. I can tell you that all three boys are incredibly capable, and they've all done a nice job here in the off season. Some of them have the ability to play other positions, so we'll see how that works out. We're excited to have Hunter Cooper back. As one of our running backs, I thought he had an excellent year last year. Braden Jarbo has been a starter for us for 2 years. He's back. We're excited to have Connor back on offense. He'll be an excellent player for us. Jackson Price, he threw a touchdown at a sectional game last year as a sophomore against Sheridan. He'll be back. We have Wyatt and Luke Harshbarger. Last year was their first year of football. They'll be juniors this year. They're skilled. They'll be back. We also have Trenton Kayser, who was one of our best JV players last year. I always call him a diamond in the rough. He's growing into his body. He's got some speed, got some nice hands, and a lot of experience in our field position. Up front, we lost a little bit. There's no question, with our senior class, we'll have a different looking offensive line. But, Drew Thatcher will be back. Drew Thatcher's been a two-year starter for us. He'll be a senior. Jackson Wells started for us last year on the offensive line. He'll be a junior, so he'll be back. Brody Atkins started a couple games as a sophomore. He'll be a senior this year, so he'll be back. And then we've got some young linemen that we're really excited about. Hayden Patton will be a junior this year. Eli Niemans-Verdreet will be a junior this year. He's done very well for us. We have a boy named Carson Neal who's coming out for football this year, and I think he's just done a great job. I think he's a real sleeper for us. Wherever Carson makes it on the field, he'll be a junior for us. We have Braylon Hillman. Braylon's been one of our better JV players the last couple of years on the offensive line, and he may be able to play a little defense for us as well. We have a couple freshmen that we do really like to see that potentially could play for us. So overall, we have a lot of experience back on offense in a lot of positions. And so, we look for our offense certainly to be competitive. Like we feel like we'll be able to challenge other teams with some of our speed and some of our experience. And hopefully we'll have a nice balance. I think a good offense at any level, right, can do both. If I'm watching games on TV, any level, you feel like teams that can both run it and pass it are generally the strongest team. If you have a strength. I always tell people, hey, if we can throw it and catch it and complete it, I like to throw the ball. But, if we can run it and we're getting 5-plus yards a carry, then I like to run the ball, right? The key is, right, getting first downs. I think one problem we had last year, we turned the ball over too much. And so I think that's a big emphasis for our offense this year is we're going to try to minimize our turnovers. We didn't do that on purpose. Sometimes that happens with inexperience, but one thing you hope with experience is you don't turn the ball over as much. And I think that'll be a real key for us here, both ways, to create turnovers and can we not turn the ball over.
This is your fourth season as a head coach. What do you think the biggest difference is going into this year versus year number one? What has changed the most and what have you learned the most as a head coach?
Well, I think, anytime you're a new coach in a new school, it's time to get to know your players. You do your best. You first get hired in your first year. You do your best to, you try to get in there immediately, and then you work in the summer. But you really don't know your kids. You just don't know them as people. It's hard to get to know them. You may get to know them a little bit as a player, but you don't really get to know them as a person. And I think, the advantage is that the longer you stay, it helps develop relationships with those players, right? you know, I'm more than just the football coach. That's what, you know, like I'm a teacher too, right? And my job is to be a mentor, not only on the practice field, but, you know, during the school day. And, you know, as some of you know out there, you know, I'm involved in coaching other sports too, right? I help the baseball team in the spring. I coach junior high basketball in the winter. You know, I really enjoy being around the kids. And I think the biggest thing for me is working into my fourth year is you get to know the kids, you get to know their parents a little bit, you understand the community a little bit better. And, you know, our expectations have always been high, and they're going to be high again this year. You know, I think that, you know, we've been close, but we haven't been good enough, you know, in one area or another. So, you know, we're trying. When I say good enough, you know, we're trying to improve on our record. We're trying to do better in the conference. We want to maintain. It's going to be tough to win the county this year, right? We're trying to find a way to win that sectional title. But I think most of all, you build that relationship with kids. And these this year's seniors were freshmen when they came in. So, you know, they're used to our system. What our expectations are, and we really look forward to having some great leadership this year out of our seniors.
Well, speaking of the county, you've won that 3 years in a row, the Corn Bowl. You've been able to come out on top of that 5 years in a row. That's going to be tougher this year, as you mentioned, but how do you kind of sustain success in those big rivalry games?
Games are, they always take on an identity of their own. You know, last year's game comes into play because people will talk about last year's game the week of, right? Hey, you want it. But the reality is every year is it's a new team. It's, you know, for us this year, we have to go on the road for both games. So, you know, we're going to get a home opener, which we really like, but you know, we're going to have to go to Frankfort. And I know that Frankfort is going to be a better team and they're going to be well coached. And you're right, they're going to know that who won last game, right? So they're going to have a little extra fire. And then, you know, after that game, no matter what happens the next week, right, we're going to have to get on the bus and drive over to Central. And we know that Central is going to have a really strong team this year. So, you know, I think for us, we're just going to try to take it 1 week at a time. And you say one play at a time and things like that, but, you know, our goal obviously is going to be to win those games. We feel like we've got a good chance, you know, to win those games, but you know, you got to earn that on the field. You just do. The games are going to be played. The other team is going to believe they can win, too, and they absolutely should. And that's what really high school football and high school athletics is all about. You know, I think most of us have been around it. You know, there's nothing like a great competitive game. There just isn't. Our game last year with Clinton Central, I know it's easy for me to say because we won, but, man, what a great game. That's a close game. They played their hearts out. We were able to make maybe one more play there at the end. That's the way county games should be, right? They should be hotly contested. The crowd should be involved. And, you know, and I would look for that to be the case this year. And, you know, hopefully we'll get weather. Our Frankfort game last year, right, got suspended, and we had to play it again the next day. So hopefully we'll get some good weather this year. We'll get some good crowds for both sides. You know, our crowd support in the past has been outstanding. And, you know, our kids are looking forward to those games. So those are, I always say, it's games like that that you never forget, right? You always remember games in your playing career. You just do. And, boy, it's easy to remember county games, especially when they're competitive. And I guarantee you can ask our seniors from last year, right? They remember that Central game incredibly well. And it'll be the same thing this year. Those games they'll be tough games. And that's why we try not to look too far ahead, right? We need to control what we can control. And right now that control is how hard we're working in the summertime. You know, how much better we're getting in our fundamentals, paying attention in practice. And when that week gets here, it'll take on a life of its own. And hopefully we'll be ready for it.
Yeah, speaking of that last year's Corn Bowl, I know Kyle and I still like to kind of go back and watch some of those last plays in the fourth quarter. I think of specifically the play to Alex King to get you down inside the five-yard line of deep pass on fourth down, and I believe it was fourth and 10-plus at that point, and you're able to make a big play. But you also talked about weather. We remember some of those weather games. We called it the Hurricane Bowl when you guys had to play Delphi in the pouring down rain.
Helene.
Yeah, you know, and that's the kind of thing, right? You can think right now, hey, we're on paper, we look better than that. You don't know what the weather's going to be that night. And as happened to us last year, right, you don't know the injuries that can occur. You know, we on paper right now, you know, I can give you names today, and this is who we're thinking, right? And we're praying that these boys can stay healthy so they can play. But, you know, reality is that most teams have to deal with adversity. our young kids could come in to play, our sophomores and maybe even a couple freshmen, if we do have injuries. Because each week is, gosh, it just feels like its own individual battle, right? It's the whole season, you know, you hate to use these terms. You know, the whole season is kind of like war, but each week is an individual battle in and of itself. And, you know, for us, the Frontier, this is a big game to open the season. They put it to us last year, and, you know, they were undefeated in the regular season. And they're going to have an excellent team. So, you know, we're going to come out right away and have to face a really, really strong opponent. And once we get through that, hopefully we'll be healthy when we get to our county games. And, you know, you get past that, gosh, it's no week off. They're all going to be tough, and the weather can play a factor. And that's what makes, you know, that's what makes it exciting for all of us, really, is the unknowns. You know, you think, you know, or you go into a season and you know. And I'll use the baseball team this past year. We thought we could be pretty good, but we weren't, you know, we had some question marks, and there would be some games like, man, we had a long way to go, and yet, you know, we were able to get some timely hits, right, make some timely plays. Next thing you know, right, we're playing in the semi-state championship game, and, you know, that's what you're hoping. You're just hoping your team can stick together. You can build, and, you know, you either win or you learn, right? You should never lose. As long as we're learning when things don't go our way and we keep fighting, you know, we feel like we're going to have a competitive season, and hopefully we'll be there at the end, you know, being able to compete for some kind of championship.
And I'm not going to lie, we got to go to a lot of different championship games throughout with county teams. So if county teams can win more of those sectional, regional, and semi-state championships, not to speak out of turn for Sam, but, you know, I'm certainly enjoying them, so definitely keep that going. But look, not too far ahead, September 5th, that's when you travel to Clinton Central. That's going to be the first time we feature the Gophers on Hoosierland TV. But just from a fan standpoint, home games this year for the Gophers include Frontier, Tri-Central, Delphi, Carroll, and Eastern. Now, if I'm buying season tickets and everything like that, that's a pretty good lineup if I'm reserving my seat out at the Gopher Stadium. So are there... I know you're looking forward to the county rivalries and everything like that, but kind of what are you most looking forward to as far as just an individual part of the game? Is it the coin toss? Is it the meeting at center at I almost said center court, at midfield? I mean, what are you going to kind of look to yourself, be like, all right, it's finally football season?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us right now, you know, we've tried to really put an emphasis. We did lose some defensive players that were impact players. And, you know, we're trying to figure out, we've got some speed on defense, and we've got some ability there. You know, for us to really be successful in any game, I still think in the long run, right, you've got to have a stout defense. And I'm not saying we haven't, but, you know, I think that's something that, you know, our kids understand, is being able to play. You know, you go back last year to the Delphi game. It was a day that, but man, did our defense just a beautiful game that night. You know, they score on a fumble or get it down inside. I thought our defense was really, really good that night. And I think our defense was hurt last year a lot by our turnovers by offense. It was. We turned the ball over, put our defense in bad situations. So, you know, I think as you get into football season, you know, you always talk about controlling those controllables, but we want our kids to be excited about playing. You know, we want them to fly around on the field, trust their teammates, and, you know, play with a passion. Want them to enjoy playing football. You know, I always say, like, you really enjoy playing. You know, and I look at all the teams I've been around, right? The kids should really want to be there, and it should be something that it's something that you're ready for adversity, right? You're not scared of adversity. You're not playing scared. You understand it's not always going to go your way, and you find a way to keep fighting out there. And I think for us that this year, and that's, like I said, our motto is everything is earned, right? We have to earn it. And no matter what we do, we got to stay together as a group, and we got to support each other. We got to love each other, and we got to work together. And if we do those things, you know, I'm confident that our kids are going to enjoy a great season. I can't predict the record. There's just too many good teams. And so I'm not going to, in any way, shape, or form. Our goal will be, obviously, to win every Friday night. And if we don't, then our goal And, you know, in the end, you're always hoping your team peaks at the right time. And, you know, I think that you saw that last year from our basketball team. I think you saw it from our baseball team. And so I think that's the message, you know, as we work through the seasons, right, we're trying to peak at the right time. But if you're not ready to go early, right, you can, those losses early can pile up, especially in football, don't play many games. So a loss on Friday night, it lingers. Where in baseball, you lose a game, generally you play tomorrow. In basketball, you lose, you may end up playing the very next night. So, you know, football games, that stuff tends to linger. And, you know, those are things that, you know, you just have to learn to deal with. And hopefully adversity makes you stronger.
Well, first game, August 22nd at home against Frontier. We're looking forward to that one. We're also looking forward to the first live episode of Inside the Huddle. That's coming to you August 23rd from 9 to 10 o'clock. And we're looking forward to catching up with all the football coaches. Stay tuned. We'll have a few more of these preseason breakdowns with all the local football coaches with Frankfort, Clinton Central, and Carroll coming up here in a little bit. But, Coach, I wanted to thank you for coming on here with us and talking a little football.
Well, give me a real quick here. I thank you guys, too. I just want to give a shout-out to the coaching staff, to Sean Wines, to Tom Potts, to Troy Clark, to Chase Lay, to Kate Osborne, to Corbin Rios. You know, without your assistant coaches, you can ask any coach in the state. It is really, really difficult. Lance Pickerel, sorry, I knew I was missing one. We without these assistant coaches and their summertime dedication and their dedication to the young men in our program, you know, it just wouldn't be possible. So I personally want to thank them and their families for all the time they've given up. And I want to thank you guys for the coverage. And, hey, I cannot wait. Let's get the season started. What do you say?
I agree with that. We're looking forward to it.
Amen to that.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks,
thank
Coach.
You, Coach.
That's head coach Kurt Schlicker with Clinton Prairie Football. That'll do it for this edition of a special edition of Inside the Huddle. Remember, we'll have a few more of these coming to you over the next couple of weeks as we get ready for high school football season starting exactly 1 month from today. We're recording this on July 22nd. Football season starts August 22nd, and you'll hear kind of a mix of these recaps or preseason specials coming on August 16th. That'll be our first official Inside the Huddle episode, but it'll be these episodes kind of replayed for you on WILO, and then you'll get that first live episode on August 23rd with Kyle and myself and all of our favorite local high school football coaches. So, Kyle, you enjoying the summer?
The summer has been great, but I'm telling you, Colts training camp starts tomorrow. Tomorrow's my anniversary, and we are going to the first Colts training camp. I'm ready to go. This is how an anniversary should be celebrated. And then we might go to McDonald's. You know, 13 years, that's exactly how you celebrate it.
That sounds perfect to me, right? That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Huddle. And thank you for listening. Remember to stay tuned to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll have more information about all the Inside the Huddle episodes. This is available to listen to on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com under the Inside the Huddle tab, or now on Spotify under Inside the Huddle and Casper Media. Thanks for joining us. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt. Saying so long, everybody.